Good morning from the SIR 2024 Annual Scientific Meeting in Salt Lake City. Today is Monday, March 25th, and this is your SIR Today update. Read more at sirtoday.org and get all details at sirmeeting.org and the SIR Meeting app. Today's registration hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The expo opens at 9:45 a.m. and closes at 3:15 p.m. After participating in the morning's categorical courses and hands-on workshops, make time at 9:50 a.m. for the special QI event, Improving Outcomes, Safety, and Efficiency in IR. See the app for details. Today's plenary begins at 10:30 a.m. with the presentation of SIR Foundation Awards, followed by a talk on artificial intelligence by Dr. Bruce J. Tromberg, Director of the National Institute of Biomedical Imaging and Bioengineering. Don't miss the presentation of the WIR Champion Award to Dr. Janice Newsom at the Women in IR Inspired Lecture and Luncheon today at noon. We asked Dr. Newsom about her involvement with the SIR Foundation Grants for the Education of Medical Students program.
I love the fact that the Society of Interventional Radiology decided to do something about, you know, what would be traditionally considered a pipeline program to address underrepresented individuals within our specialty. And that the generosity of Dr. Matsumoto and his family is to say that what we want to do with this is to put together something where it doesn't matter if you're first generation that's going to be a doctor, if you're from one of these traditionally less fortunate groups, let's see what we can do to provide more streamlined programming and mentoring, to have you come to the meeting and have exposure really to such an amazing field. And everyone has talked about this for years about, you know, what are we going to do about this? And yet it took, you know, one man to say, this is what I'm going to do about it. And I'm going to get some people behind me to do something about it. It's such a fitting name of the program to be called GEMS, because when I walk around Emory campus in IR and I see, you know, graduates of the GEMS program there, I feel very fortunate. When I go to any meeting and I see them, I also think the same, and they shine as bright as a diamond. Being affiliated with the GEMS program, I feel like I'm the person that is wearing the GEM. I am the one that is being more enriched by these students. Oh, so much more than I could ever give. Yes, I'm available for guidance and to be an advocate, to also be able to use whatever my platform is to help them to reach their goals. And I always say to them, you know, that I hope that you choose to do this amazing specialty and to be able to follow these principles of paying it forward and giving back.
The award will be followed by the annual Inspired Lecture, presented this year by Dr. Shika Jain, founder and chair of the Women in Medicine Summit. Pre-registration and tickets for this event are required. Scientific programming begins today at 12:10 with the scientific poster presentations. Visit the poster hall to discuss research directly with the authors. The educational exhibits will be presented later today at 4:45 p.m. According to Dr. Bulent Arslan, scientific program chair,
the one thing that's been significantly higher than previous year, not one thing actually, three things. One is artificial intelligence, and the other is robotics, interventional radiology. You know, robotics has been used in surgery for many years, but now it's coming to IR as well. And then it's an application actually, so people are submitting their data with their experience with it. And the other one is the tumor ablation with ultrasound waves, cystosonics. You can ablate tumors with ultrasound waves using ultrasound guidance with no needle, no bleeding risk. Also, it's a complete obliteration. So as long as you ablate the right area, there is no risk of residual tumor in the area. So those are the three new things that we had more submissions.
When asked about the IRDR town hall sessions, Dr. Arslan said,
my hope is that more IRs understand their own value, and they also see like a fully clinical practice is better for the patients, better for the growth of IR. At the same time, allows hospital to see the interventional radiology's value more, because right now they're all bundled under diagnostic radiology.
scientific program, Dr. Kushkazai adds.
So much innovation and progress on the scientific front. And so we're seeing a lot of stuff with artificial intelligence, certainly the usual suspects in oncology and venous intervention and arterial intervention have their roles as well. But we're also seeing more and more in the prostate space, in the pain management space, particularly with genicular artery embolization. So it's an exciting time to be in IR, and I think that's going to be reflected in our scientific content.
So what are you personally looking forward to most about SIR 2024?
I feel like it's a tired trope, but it really is true. I mean, it's my chance to see the latest and greatest in device innovation and science, and to meet with old friends, reconnect, to network with new friends, to hear an inspiring daughter lecture. And I think this year's daughter lecture will probably have a really kind of different tilt to it, specifically on an economic size, given that our daughter lecturer is Dr. Zeke Silva, who holds a singular place, not only in IR, but in radiology. And so I look forward to hearing what he has to say, because he has unique insights into the economic climate that is so important to what we do and how we take care of patients and how we can advocate for ourselves.
You can read a recap of the daughter lecture in today's SIR Today. You'll also find a series of previews of all of today's featured abstracts and much more. So visit us at sirtoday.org for all your meeting coverage, and tune in each morning for more audio updates.